another in the series of Natural Bridge romances, a series of dramatic sketches based on famous loves, is presented by the nationwide distributors of Natural Bridge Art Shoes for the smart feminine foot. These shoes are modern, fashionable, and retain the natural loveliness of dainty feet, naturally. Dealers of Natural Bridge Arch Shoes can fit almost any foot smartly, comfortably, and at a very moderate expense. Their slogan is good to the foot, good to the eye, good to the pocketbook. In many an Irish cottage, on many a night during the past century, a favorite topic of conversation has been the brave lad, Robert Emmet, a youthful martyr to the cause for which he fought, the independence of his native land, Ireland. Robert Emmet, who lived during the latter half of the 18th century, was a brilliant student at the University of Dublin, until he left college as a protest against the political restrictions imposed by the English governors. For 3 years he roamed on the continent, meeting other exiled Irishmen and completing plans to free Ireland from the yoke of England. Finally, after an interview with Napoleon and a promise of French aid, he returned to Ireland to carry out his plans and also to see again Sarah Curran, the girl he loved. This beautiful girl, daughter of the distinguished lawyer John Curran, had twice rejected him, and after his return he lost all hope that she would ever love him. Nevertheless, he had always been a welcome guest in her father's house, and although he was absorbed in secret plans for Ireland, he could not forget Sarah, nor could he resist dropping in from time to time to chat with her. One afternoon, in the early spring of 1803, Sarah was strolling in the garden as Robert Emmet opened a wicket gate and hailed her.
Good day, Sarah. May I stroll with you in the garden?
Why, Robert, is it not a glorious spring day? Do come in.
I scarce notice the day, Sarah. You are more glorious than the first flowers of spring.
Oh, Robert, I fear you will not have the heart to flatter me when I tell you the message my father bade me give you.
Message? Is it unpleasant?
I fear it is. I do not understand it. Oh, please forgive me, Robert, but he asked me to tell you... Oh, I cannot tell you.
But please tell me his message, Sarah.
He does not wish you to come to our house again, Robert. No, oh, please forgive me. I do not know the reason.
Do not be distressed, Sarah. Please, do not be troubled about me. I shall not bother you or your father again, for I have come here today to say farewell to you.
Farewell? You knew then of my father's request?
No, Sarah, but... I am in danger of arrest and...
Danger of arrest? Oh, Robert!
Sarah, does it matter to you, my life or death?
Death? Oh, no, you cannot mean that.
Yes, at any hour I may have to flee from Ireland. My brother is in America. I shall join him there. Oh, I am thankful now that you do not love me.
Robert, why are you in danger? Tell me.
Sarah, your eyes are filled with tears. Oh, your sympathy is sweet. When I am far away in America, this shall be the happiest memory. A picture of you here under these blossoming hawthorns.
Robert, I do not wish you to go so far away. I do not wish you to leave me.
You don't love me? Oh, no. It's not possible, Sarah, darling.
Yes, Robert. I have this moment learned in my own heart... When you spoke of danger, I learned that I love you. Oh, Robert, do not say farewell.
You love me? Oh, no, it is not right now. My future is so dark. Clouds are gathering. I thought that you could never love me, and death has never mattered.
Robert, you cannot die. I love you.
If I do not die, then I shall be an exile. How can I ask you to share an exile's life?
Robert, won't you tell me what danger threatens?
Your father has heard vague rumours. That is why he has ordered me away from his house. On the night of July 23rd, I shall lead forth a faithful band of united Irishmen to capture Dublin Castle and the artillery barracks.
Oh, Robert!
If the attempt succeeds, Ireland will be free. If I fail, Then I shall be hanged for treason.
Oh, Robert, dearest, must you attempt this? Would it not be wiser to abandon it and let Ireland continue to be ruled by England?
I have dreamed all my life of helping Ireland. All preparations have been made. For many months, we've been storing guns and ammunition in secret places, the day to center the attack.
I shall pray that the attempt succeeds, but if it fails, then I shall follow you into exile.
Darling, until today I felt uncertain of success. With your love and your prayer, how can I fail?
Throughout the night of July 23rd, Sarah Curran trembled and prayed as she sat at a window, listening to the sounds of guns and the roar of cannon. From time to time, horsemen rode past the house bearing news of an uprising, but no definite report came. As the first pink streaks of dawn coloured the sky, some pebbles struck her window. Then she heard.
Sarah! Sarah!
Oh, Robert, thank God you're safe.
Darling, soldiers pursue me. Every moment is precious, but I had to come this way to see you.
Oh, tell me, did your attempt succeed? What happened?
It failed, Sarah, miserably. The hour came. I set out with but 80 faithful men. I found treachery at every point. The few men I had trusted with full knowledge of our plans betrayed me.
Oh, Robert, how terrible.
Yes. Our revolution, planned to liberate Ireland, ended in an inglorious street brawl.
You did your best, Robert, I know that. And you look so brave and handsome in your green and white uniform.
I fear it will be the last time green is worn in Ireland for many years. Our poor country is not yet ready to throw off the English yoke.
Where will you hide, Robert? Oh, I shall not be able to sleep or eat until I know you are well out of Ireland.
Sarah, I shall never leave Ireland without you. I have word of a ship which will take us away. I shall send letters to you.
But the letters may betray your hiding place, dearest.
I have one servant who can be trusted. No, I must go. But Sarah, when I send word that the ship is under sail, will you flee with me to America?
Yes, Robert. And may God keep you safe until next I see you.
Goodbye, my darling. I go now to the mountains where I must remain until the hue and cry has died down.
Goodbye, Robert. I love you, darling.
Robert Emmett remained safely hidden for several weeks, and there were but two people who knew his hiding place. One was his father's servant, the other was Sarah Curran. Before long, his servant was arrested and brutally tortured, but she refused to betray her master. No one knew of Emmett's love for Sarah Curran. Then, because there was no one to carry letters to Sarah, Robert Emmett ventured from his hiding place and returned to a cottage near Dublin in order to be nearer. One night he left his house by way of a secret passageway to the garden of Sarah's house, and Sarah fell, half fainting, in his arms.
Robert, you should not have come here. But oh, how glad I am to see you.
Sarah, my darling, you are so pale and wasted. Oh, what suffering my love has brought to you, and I once hoped to bring you nothing but happiness. You deserve all the joy and happiness in the world.
I have worried so much about you. I tremble every time my father comes home for fear lest he bring word that you have been discovered.
Sarah, my dear, please think kindly of me when I am gone.
When you are gone? Why do you say that? When you leave Ireland, I shall go with you.
It is too late now, dearest. I shall never leave Ireland.
Robert, what do you mean?
Sarah, my hiding place has been discovered. When I left, soldiers surrounded my house, and by this time are following me here. I escaped by a secret passage, but this time I cannot reach the mountains.
Robert, they will throw you in jail, and then... Oh, no, they won't. They can't.
Yes, it is true. I shall be hanged. But let us not think of that. We have so few minutes to be together.
Hanged? Robert, say it is not true. You're not a criminal. You are a hero. You tried to help Ireland. Tried to make our countrymen independent.
Darling, I can remain here just a few minutes longer. Thank God you have not been implicated. Your name has never been linked with mine. I pray that you may be spared that.
Robert, they cannot hang you like a common thief.
Sarah, dear, can't we forget for these last few minutes everything, save that we love each other? Shall we pretend that we are happy, that we are planning our future home? I should like a cottage by the side of the river.
Oh, Robert, don't. I can't pretend. Oh, they can't take you from me. There is not so much injustice in Ireland. Robert, hark! The soldiers!
Yes, Darris. They must not find me here. You must not be involved in my trial. Farewell, my darling. Oh, I had hoped to bring you happiness, and my love has brought you only sorrow and misery.
Robert! Oh, Robert, don't go! They can't arrest you! Oh, they will kill you!
Goodbye, sweetheart!
Robert! Robert!
A letter which Robert attempted to send from jail to Sarah Curran was intercepted. Soldiers broke into her house, but she was finally declared innocent of conspiring against England. Mercifully, she suffered a complete nervous breakdown and did not learn until weeks later that her lover had been hanged for treason in September 1803. Robert Emmet died bravely, and the tomb of this child of the heart of Ireland became a revered national shrine. The central characters of next week's romantic sketch will be Andrew Jackson and his wife, Rachel. This weekly series of Natural Bridge romances based on famous loves of history is presented by the distributors of Natural Bridge Arch Shoes for the smart feminine foot. These modernly priced shoes are designed to protect the natural loveliness of dainty feet naturally. Natural Bridge Arch Shoes come in all sizes and all widths. Their slogan is, good to the foot, good to the eye, good to the pocketbook. As a souvenir of this program, its sponsors would like to send you a beautiful picture in full color of the Natural Bridge of Virginia. So attractive that many of you will wish to frame it. To receive this picture, address a postcard or letter to the Natural Bridge Shoemakers at Lynchburg, Virginia. The Famous Loves program has come to you from the interweb studios of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. This episode featured Brad Oxnam as Robert Emmett, Kristen James as Sarah Curran, John Malden here, and this is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, wishing you and yours a happy St. Patrick's Day. Another in the series of Natural Bridge romances. A series of dramatic sketches. Sketches? Nevertheless, he had always been a welcome guest in her father's house, or his father's house, as it may be.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.